Welcome to The Word at Westminster, a podcast with talks, studies, interviews, sermons, and more from Westminster Church in Barrie, Canada. It's about learning and living God's Word. This past week was Canada's federal election. After the votes were counted, we learned that Mark Carney will continue as our Prime Minister and will lead a minority Liberal government. As you know, politics can be controversial. They are nevertheless important. The decisions made by our elected representatives impact our individual and collective lives. So I'd like to share a few nonpartisan thoughts for you to consider, not only as Canadians, but as disciples of Christ. First, our country is fairly divided. This isn't only because there is a minority government. Generally speaking, the West voted differently than did Central and Eastern Canada. Quebec has long expressed concern about their place in the Confederation. The same is now true for Alberta, and they're serious. It should also be noted that younger Canadians voted quite differently than older Canadians. Since it's a minority government, we'll probably be going back to the polls sooner than we think. It's hard to be sure. Second, government policy matters. Someone asked me if I thought such and such was an election issue. My answer was yes, everything is an election issue. Governments make policies which impact the welfare of a society. Just think of these issues to name a few. The economy, interest rates, the environment, abortion, cost of living, personal freedoms, energy policy, crime, defense, debt, caring for the poor, social policy and services, inflation, transparency and accountability, international relations. The list goes on and on. Since the earth is the Lord's and everything in it, Psalm 24, and since we seek to glorify and serve Him in all we do, there is no policy area which is of no concern to God. Third, respect and pray for our leaders, regardless of who they are. In 1 Timothy 2:2, Paul urges his young protege to pray for the king and those in high positions. In Romans 13:1, he tells his readers to be subject to governing authorities. In 1 Peter 2:17, the apostle says to honor the emperor. And keep in mind that the emperor was doing things that would make many of today's leaders look like Boy Scouts or Girl Guides. And yet, they should honor him. If prayer works, why wouldn't we? Pray that our leaders are leaders for all people, not just some. That they have integrity. That they are protected from harm and evil. That their families are strong and that they thrive. That they work together. That they seek God's will. I say all of this not because I agree with everything our leaders have done or said. I don't. In fact, I have some very strong opinions about many of the issues before us. But we pray out of obedience to God, for the welfare and wisdom of our leaders, and for the justice and order of our society. At the same time, respecting our leaders and praying for them does not mean that we need to agree or go along with decisions which contravene God's will. Our first allegiance and loyalty is always to God. When the authorities told the apostles to shut their mouths and keep quiet about Jesus, they replied, "We must obey God rather than men." Acts 5:29. Jesus' words in Mark 12:17 are as true now as they were then. Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. You may have a Canadian passport, but as Paul says, your citizenship is in heaven. Philippians 3:20. Fourth, we can be wise and loving. Although this works as a general principle, I am thinking more specifically about what we post online. We don't have to spill our reactive guts whenever we are upset. You are free to do so, of course, but it's not always beneficial to the body of Christ or the wider world. Further, no one is forcing us to post or reshare half-truths or full lies. More often than not, social media graphics which totally vilify one party while giving the other or others a pass are simply not accurate. Let's strive for digital maturity. Today we can share our thoughts instantly with hundreds or thousands of people. Sometimes that's good, like when we are expressing gratitude, sharing a joke, or letting people know about the needs of the youth shelter. Sometimes, however, we lack grace, truth, or both. Sometimes I think that sober second thought is an increasingly lost art. I hope I'm wrong. Our digital distraction and potential gullibility risks heightening hostility between neighbors, near and far, and misrepresenting Christ. Now, I realize that there are times we need to vent, and there are healthy ways to do so, but also unhealthy ones. Before you post, ask, is what I'm about to share productive as a disciple of Christ? Fifth, our ultimate hope is in Christ. I have a sneaking suspicion. As our society becomes more and more pagan, More and more people are placing their hopes and dreams for a better world at the feet of our elected leaders. However, these leaders are flawed humans. Some of them have good intentions, many even. I've known several politicians from various parties. Many are making sacrifices and working hard to better their communities, even if they have different visions about how to make that happen. Regardless, they are sinners in need of God's grace. As they work with other elected representatives and in their own constituencies, they can make a difference. But everything they do is partial. Their influence is infinitesimally small compared to the Lord. We remain under the sovereign care of the one who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Sure, let's follow the issues, but let's fix our eyes on Jesus. Where there is darkness, Jesus is light, John 8:12. Where there is despair, Jesus is hope, 1 Timothy 1:1. Where there is hate, Jesus is love, 1 John 4:8. Where there is death, Jesus is life, John 10:10. To summarize, our country is fairly divided. Government policy matters. Respect and pray for our leaders, regardless of who they are. We can be wise and loving. Our ultimate hope is in Christ. Last Sunday, I encouraged us to keep calm and follow Jesus. If and when we do that, we will be a gift to our nation.